The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Big game last night. We
Big
won.
Game. 15-1, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, the problem with 15-1 games is you stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get up the next
How late was it for you last night?
I want to say like 10.
Okay.
30, 10, 15.
All right.
When the game was over?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're thinking that maybe you'll be attending tonight.
I'm going tonight. I'm taking Huber.
Oh.
It's Huber's birthday sometime around now. So I'm going to buy him a hot dog.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so...
Take me out
hold
to
off, rain. Hold off, rain.
Yeah, hold off. Hey, but what? You know what? It's baseball season, so it should be raining, then it should be not raining, and it's the whole fun of
I
it.
I tell you what, my announcer crew, they set up pop-ups. They're ready. They're
you know
ready.
What? Those guys deserve a little trophy. Hey, chance of showers is what the forecast is calling for between 11 and 5. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5. Increasing clouds with a high near 75, about 7 miles per hour of wind. It says new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, it looks like, again, a possible thunderstorm, but don't let that hold you off from the game. Saturday, chance of showers with thunderstorms, also possibly after 11, partly sunny with a high near 76. Variable winds becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday calls for a clear with around 62, and Monday calls for about 94. Then we get to next week, 101, Wednesday 103, and we're in the triple digits. So enjoy this beautiful weekend with all its precipitation, and we hope it does rain. We just jet in and out. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discount counts, 365-3793. And with us this morning, our beautiful pet of the week. Good morning, Katrina. Who do we have today?
Good morning. I have Buddy with me, and he is quite a little buddy. He is 7 years old, so he is considered a senior, but he definitely has a lot of pep in his step.
He sure does.
But he is a lab mix, emphasis on the mix, because he's big and has a very thick coat. So we're not quite sure what else he has in him. But he's a beautiful dog. He's like a light buff color with some white on him as well. And he is just the nicest, most friendly dog. Like, he loves meeting people, and he loves being around people.
He gave me a sniff and a snub.
A sniff and a snub.
A snub. But that's because my hands were full, and I couldn't pet him. As soon as I put everything down, oh, okay, I need some. Here, behind this ear, right here.
Well, we can hear his tail.
Dog.
His tail literally was
yeah,
like
when he came in,
banging
I thought,
the wall, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, you know.
So he's a force,
definitely.
And so he weighs what? 80.
We have him as about 70 pounds.
70 pounds, okay.
Yeah.
But this is 70 pounds of love.
Definitely, he's a giant teddy bear.
He does. He. I saw him when he went back and laid up against your leg. Yeah, that was cute.
So do you have something going on right now? Did I see something about senior dogs with Haven Humane?
Well, I know our senior dogs. Their adoption fee is always sponsored. By our PALS fund, so that means they have a reduced adoption fee by half, so their adoption fee is always $37.50.
All right. Yeah. That's always a good reminder. For those people who are thinking about, well, I have time and I have space and I need, you know, I would like this, something like that. Why not adopt a senior dog?
Definitely. Yeah.
Now, what, any special foibles here? I mean, besides the fact he just wants to be with you and love on you? I mean, is he like, you might want to, if you've got like a toddler, you might think because he's big and when he goes over to lick their face, it might knock him over, but is there any rules or anything?
Well, he's very well-mannered just because he is an older guy. So he's not one that's going to be, like, jumping all over your little kids or anything.
Yeah.
But he would prefer to be the only animal in the home. So if you don't have any pets right now, but you've been thinking about adding a furry friend to the mix, I think Buddy would be a great fit because he loves all people, and he is very well-mannered.
Oh, he was over there licking my fingers. Oh,
so tell us what's happening with Haven Humane besides the our wonderful Buddy to adopt. You do have some upcoming events.
Pets
for Paws. Is that all sold out?
I don't believe it is sold out yet. That's taking place on July 8th. So that's our Putt for Paws charity golf tournament. And if you go to our website, havenhumane.org, you can register for the event there, and then you can get more details. I know it starts at 9 o'clock on July 8th. It's being held at the Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Sounds like fun. Are we doing a live remote? Okay. Well, we've done that in the past, but, all things beautiful, and it is going to be a beautiful day, so sign up for that. It's always great. Any closing thoughts for this Friday with your Pet of the Week moment?
Yeah, we do have a lot of animals right now. We have a lot of dogs and a lot of cats, so definitely give us a call at 241-1653 if you want any information about meeting with anybody.
Thank you.
Of course. All thank right. you.
You know, this would be a good time. Okay, wait a minute. How about the Camp Love a Pet?
Yeah, that's going on right now.
It's going on right now, right?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's a chance to go down and adopt a pet who's just had intensive love and training from Haven Humane and can, you know, the dog will be, you can walk it on a leash. It sits next to you. It'll have new tricks, have all that and be thoroughly, thoroughly socialized.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's right. And also with our camp dogs, their adoption fee is reduced to $25.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are they mostly all adopted out?
No, not yet. There's a lot available, so definitely.
All right.
There might be something going down there because they're all sizes, right? I mean, it's not just big dogs.
I'd say it's pretty varied.
Pretty varied. Okay. Well, Katrina, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too.
All right.
All right. So what's on the agenda?
Well, you know, it is Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
And because of that, you know, people want to take dad out to breakfast. So I have $20.
We got a new envelope. Fantastic. Black Bear Diner, folks.
Diner bucks. So you might want to take dad out to breakfast.
Hey, how about Sunday? A couple tickets for the baseball game?
Well, the only problem with that is I've given away all the tickets. I got to pick up another group today.
Oh, okay.
So, but you know what? I'll have those available Monday.
Well, okay, so let's just give the $20
to Black Bear. $20 to Black Bear
Diner. Yeah, so give us a call, 605-4567.
And I'm going to give away some more, you know, for dads. But you got to use them to take dad to breakfast. Now, dad, if you're just by yourself, take yourself to breakfast.
Yeah, there we go.
Or you can take your, you know, take your father. You can take, you know, your husband, whatever. Take him to breakfast. $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. There's so many things to talk about. The Nick Dahl Memorial golf tournament's going this weekend. We have a lot of people calling. He can only get one at
a time.
Right.
Okay.
Is going on tomorrow. If I think there may still be some room. I'm not sure, but why don't you give
and you guys
Pam
are going to be emceeing that. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Pam.
Pam Dahl, call at 530-227-7808. And if you can't play golf, but you can still come out for the tri-tip lunch and the big raffle they've got going on. Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, so you'll be emceeing that tomorrow.
Ted Lighty and I will be emceeing the golf tournament. I'm not sure. We did it, before COVID. And so, I mean, we're out there being rowdy and doing these, but I'm not, emceeing a golf tournament, you kind of get everybody else off on, send them off on, on their journeys. And then we kind of hang around for a while. So that's tomorrow. So, again, give Pam Dahl a call at 530-227-7808. This is a great cause. Nick Dahl was a young man who served his country faithfully in Afghanistan because of PTSD, traumatic brain injury, started having problems in the service. Those problems led to his discharge under less than honorable conditions. And then he started having problems with the VA getting treatment because of the discharge. And his mom and dad never gave up on it. And since then, because of work from like people like the Dolls and other groups, people that are discharged because of problems they have after they come back from combat for these things are afforded full veterans veterans benefits after that, the way it should have been. So this is the Nick Dahl Memorial tournament, and you can donate even if you're not there. Again, give Pam a call at 530-227-7808. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and let's
congratulations,
talk.
Ron. You won the Black Bear Diner Bucks, so come on in today.
I'm a father, Ron, if you want to take me to breakfast. So, since my daughter won't. Oh, she would.
Well, I She's would. I'm going to be coming back. I'm going to go. My dad's turning. My father's day, so I'm going to go down and see him while you are going to MC, and I'll come back on Sunday, and we'll spend time together to celebrate you being a great father, and I'm sure your daughter will be in touch with you.
I'm an okay father. Yeah. I could have been. I was gone a lot in my life.
And your daughter loves you so intensely.
I know, because. Well, you know what? We do have a wonderful relationship.
Yes.
And I was gone a lot of her life. And you know what? You can't get that back.
Mm-mm.
You just can't get that back. And, you know, all of a sudden you think, gosh, you know, I missed her birthdays. I miss Christmas, you know, things like that. But one happy thought here is Sleep Number.
Oh, my goodness.
Then,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know what? You were just, you know what? I love
so unlocked. Well, I went
I
away.
Oh, let's watch this.
No, I
so
went away
on. So we start to watch
that.
halfway through a show. And then I just watch you.
That's
just,
it.
You
That's
leave.
It.
You,
I mean, I just
Linda
melt
leaves,
into the bed.
Linda leaves the world.
I love my Sleep Number. And last night my setting was at 35. And a little bit of the, you know, I use this, we have the split top, so I, you know, put it up at an angle, and it just makes me so relaxed, my Sleep Number setting. And right now, of course, they have specials. You have to go in, and they do have veteran and senior discounts, first responder discounts. Yes, they do. If you go in, and you'll see different things that they fall in under categories, and they'll give you special discounts.
They will. And my Sleep Number setting last night was 55. And, you know, as everybody knows, we have the Sleep Number. Many of our friends, our family has Sleep Number now. And, you know, and we wouldn't tell you they're a good bed if they weren't. We don't do live reads for people that we don't know and that we're products we don't use. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. That's right, it's going on right now. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing. Ends Monday, June 20th, only at Sleep Number store over in the top Target shopping center. And there's one down in Chico, too. You're heading in that direction, but in the Target shopping center, great store. And this special financing, of course, is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, it's your health, your choice. Why not go to the number one rated hospital in the whole area? And I mean that, number one rated hospital in the whole area. The top of the line staff, the newest technologies, the newest procedures. They've got it all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health. Like I said, your health, your choice. Healing starts there. Yeah, your turn there.
All right, we're going to – I want to get your response on something, your take on a like a world headline. And then for our listeners, I know that the information came in yesterday and Carl did some digging and he's going to have a rant, so you don't want to turn your dial because Carl's going to go on a major rant at 7:30. But before we do that, I wanted to get your input on this is out of London.
That's a lot of pressure. A major
Britain's yeah. Well, the Interior Minister on Friday approved the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States to face espionage charges.
Mr. WikiLeaks.
The latest twist in the WikiLeaks founder's long-running legal saga over leaked documents he published. But the decision does not completely end Assange's decade-long fight to avoid facing U.S. trial in a case that could have implications for First Amendment protections.
Well,
UK courts have not
appealing it to
have not found that it would be oppressive, unjust, or an abusive process to extradite Mr. Assange. What do you think about that, Carl? About this particular,
you know, this whole thing goes back to the guy that. Whatever her name is now, leaked thousands of classified documents to this guy. And it, you know, and at this point, it's been a decade. But the guy that did it, went to jail, became a woman, And you know what? Here's what I am. I'll be darned if I can remember what her name is today. Do you remember what it is, Liam? Of course, when it started, you were 8. The question is can you take classified documents and push them all over the world via the internet and not be punished for that? Now, if you remember back when, the Pentagon Papers that came out, hey, you're publishing, classified stuff. And the ruling back then was that you didn't steal it. You didn't steal the stuff. It was provided to you, and you published it.
Caracal?
It was okay. Huh?
Caracal. Something. Caracal.
Kira?
Well, it said John Caracal, former CIA analyst.
No.
Who blew the whistle.
Yeah, he blew the whistle on it, but it wasn't, like an E3 in the Army or something like that. Okay, next.
Well, Warriors close out Celtics in Game 6, to win.
You mean, are the NBA Finals over? I mean,
title in 8 years. I mean, that's what we were last night. We had some friends that took us to dinner. It was wonderful. It's very sad to see them leave, but they're going to be coming back still.
They're not moving out of California.
They've sold their home, and we went to dinner last night. We kept hearing cheering from the bar.
Yeah, these two girls were in there. They were raucous.
Yeah.
But I don't follow basketball, NBA especially, NBA basketball. I mean, they support slavery. How can people support the NBA who support slavery? I mean,
explain yourself, Carl.
Well, their deals with China, and China, it's proven they use slave labor. And they're taking, and they are so linked to them, financially. That they would have no problem at all saying things about the United States, but they don't say anything about China because they're afraid because of the billions of dollars they're tied up in, and so as far as I'm concerned, what they're doing to UCARS is slavery, forced sterilization. Why would anybody watch a game that supports that? I mean, why? And the vast majority of the players in the NBA are black. Why would they support a country that has slavery in it? I mean, does anybody ever ask?
What about football? And what about, because we watched the Super Bowl in football. What about all pro sports? Where are we going with this?
Pro sports?
Yeah.
Well, pro sports is when you see people playing a children's sport and making tons of money off it, and if it's for entertainment and you want to entertain me, that's fine. But don't try and tell me what I think, or don't tell me what's right or wrong just because you're a football player or a baseball player or basketball player. If I want information from somebody that plays with a ball, I'll ask our dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I trust the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who these people are.
Do you think that...
I mean, it's just like Hollywood celebrities.
Well, it would be interesting to...
On either side.
...to ask a professional about what happens, because I've heard on many, many levels. In fact, I just kind of started watching a documentary on Jennifer Lopez on the halftime Super Bowl show that they did. And, what it's like is that if you feel it after a certain period of time that you are a celebrity, that you must now, it's bigger than yourself, that you need to be a voice, that many of these players and celebrities feel that they need to be a voice to advocate for injustices.
Yeah, but if you're a voice that doesn't advocate for the daily, travesty of justice, and you look at the other side, you are then woke, and people want to take your livelihood. One of the coaches from one of the football teams called the January 6th. He says, I don't see what people are getting so excited about this dust up on January 6th. The NFL fined him $100,000 because he said that. And yet if he had turned around and said that, that Trump was an instigator and the main leader in an insurrection to take over this country, nothing would have happened. nothing would have happened because it's been said nothing was happened. But because he said this and the woke crowd went, how can you say that? He had a $100,000 fine. It's just all a bunch of BS. It's just BS, but especially in the NBA.
When we come back from this break, you turn it loose, Carl. You got something really in your craw,
well,
and
you got
to get it out.
What I'm going to talk about has happened right here in our county, and there is a time now for our elected leadership to be able to stand up and do something. But I have a feeling they're not going to do anything. And this is something that impacts on a significant portion of our population. But this portion of the show, speaking of somebody that has an impact, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Fires are going on. You having problems getting your fire insurance at decent prices? Give Judy Maxwell a call. She's been doing this since 1993. She can find you fire insurance. With the crazy way the stock market's going up and down under 30,000. The craziness that's going on thanks to inflation and supply side and all these other things. Do you need a second look at your retirement plan or your 401k? Give Judy a call. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's got two separate divisions of very well-trained professionals there, and she's in charge of them. And she's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. 7:31 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go to Jamaica off the Florida Keys?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday morning show here. It's the 17th of June. This portion of the show is brought to you by, our favorite jewelry store of Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, where they will fix your estate jewelry or your watches or your freestones or design something, all kinds of wonderful things. We've been going there for years, and they've been a sponsor of our show since we first launched our show 13 years ago. Great people. Hey, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and KCNR1460.com. We are going to be giving some more tickets away for Black Bear Diner. These particular ones, we had a stack that we just found that have to be used by the end of the month, by the end of June 30th. So we're going to be giving those away throughout the show this morning. Chance of showers again today with a high of 75. And there may be thunderstorms tonight, but we have showers likely with tonight overnight lows of 53.
Okay. Some local news. Matt Pontus just resigned from the Board of Supervisors as the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, Chief Administrative Officer, what do you want to call her. He's going to go work over at Sierra Pacific Industries. Now, you may wonder, well, that's weird. But it's not if you look at his background. And he's got a background in forestry. He's worked as a firefighter for Cal Fire. But he's got his degree in it, and I believe his advanced degree, in working on wildfire and land management. And that's what he's going to do over there in a new job. So good luck, Matt. And he says he wants to retire here. Yet he hasn't brought his family up here. He's been kind of like commuting for the last 2 years. But maybe this will bring his family up here, give him a chance to do that. So good luck to him. The other thing that you need to know about, that I'm going to go on a rant about this. This is that get ready for another gas tax increase. That's right here in California. Mm. Yes, you know, not the fact that we have the highest, you know, prices in the nation, but July 1st is when California's gas prices, which, like I said, are the highest in the nation, are going to tick up even more due to a scheduled increase to the excise tax rate, which will tack nearly 3 cents per gallon onto your torture at the pump. We are already paying an average of $6.44 for a gallon of gas, compared to the national average of $5 for $1.44 more. Now we're going to add 3 cents more. Lawmakers sent Newsom a $300 billion budget, which the governor criticized earlier this week for failing to include more immediate direct help for millions of families with rising gas, groceries, and rent prices. Really? Well, at least Newsom's noticed it, because nobody else has it up there in Sacramento. And Republican lawmakers said they gathered outside the state capitol in front of a huge 100. Why is that? Because it's been 100 days since Newsom's first floated the idea of tax relief. You know, can they take that 3 cents and just say, hey, you know what, we're going to hold off on this till, you know, gas prices get under control? No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it because they don't care. They've got a big budget surplus, so let's figure out how we can spend that budget surplus, but not by helping people at the gas tanks. So think, and guess what, people? They're all Democrats. Yes, they're all Democrats. Because Democrats control everything. The, we talked about Pontus. We talked about, okay, District 1 looks like it's going to go to a runoff. Everybody knows that. Now, here's what I wanted to talk about. There's a person that's well known in the veteran community. It has been a huge asset to the veterans community. And her name is Celestina Traver.
She's been on our show several times.
Many times. She is or was the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. She's built that office. She has provided, you know, 6-7 days a week work to help our veterans get the benefits that they've earned while on active duty. She has worked tirelessly to help us. And she's been in that job for like 6 years. She has just resigned her job.
Yesterday
or the day before. And I found out about it yesterday, so it was probably the day before. She resigned. She's no longer the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And so now you have to ask yourself, why? And I talked to Celestina, and we had a personal conversation because I've known her a long time. She loves, you know, what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
She really did.
But and Ben has been very responsible in bringing.
Oh my gosh! Millions of dollars
through to the North State for
via the veteran pipeline of getting people benefits. This isn't the. This is not the. Like retired pay. You know, I get paid by the government, you know, because I spent my time in and I get retired pay. Now, this is benefits like people have been injured, injured on active duty, whether in combat or not in combat.
Widows benefits.
Widows, aid in attendance, all types of things that she and her staff, and she's got a great staff, have been doing. And it's brought in millions of dollars a year to the North State. Okay, so now she's gone, and you have to ask yourself, why? I've known on several occasions things were happening. Even though she was a department head that did this and supported the veteran community, and if you remember, you know, Shasta County honors our veterans. Do they? Do they really honor our veterans? How do they honor our veterans? Especially during the election season, they really, you know, they're all out. All politicians are out. Oh, yeah, our veterans. Well, I find, you know, most of us just kind of look at that and kind of smile. But now, what are the reasons she left? And we'll probably never know all the reasons. But I can tell you one thing that, to me, was very irritating. On Yuba Street, the Veterans Hall there, that is controlled by the county. You have to have now because they put a fence around it, thank God. But you have to have a key to get in there. She was never issued a key. The Shasta County Veteran Service Officer was never issued a key so that she could bring in veterans, she could have a meeting there with veterans. She had to go, you know, sometimes she had to rely on a veterans organization to open the gate for her. How ridiculous is that? But now that we've lost the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who was, you know, was the state Veteran Service, you know, Officer of the Year when it came to women veterans needs and support. She hosted the every
26 different counties.
Oh no, it was like 50 different counties there. All the Veteran Service Officers from the entire state. Was there, and she hosted it.
At Turtle Bay.
At Turtle Bay. It was a great event. But now she's gone. And so we have to ask ourselves, why is she gone? And what are they going to do about it? What are they going to do about it? The Board of Supervisors. Are they going to actually try and find out? Well, here's somebody that was a big success. And again, you know, this is one side. I'm sure there's others, but they, you know, everything I'd heard was, gosh, everything's going great, everything's going great. But then she finally had it. So who's going to run the Shasta County Veterans Service Office? You know, as you know, years ago, the decisions of the Board of Supervisors just sucked. And we had two guys in here for that. One of them was a domestic abuse guy, you know, and then it was just horrible. And then Tommy Key came in, but he didn't stay. He stayed for like a year and then left. And then Celestina, who'd been working there, they fleeted her up, and she's been doing a great job. So, veterans, you got to ask yourself, what is the Board of Supervisors and Pat Miniturn, since he's taken over, what are they going to do to support the veterans in our county? There's only like 18,000 of us in this county. Imagine if we went in as a voting block with our loved ones, that we could control anybody that gets that runs for office here. We don't do that. Maybe we should. So I am going to go to a Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday, right after the show, and I'm going to go down there and I'm going to say, what are you going to do? At what level? What priority? I mean, you've just lost the head of Health and Human Services. You fired the doctor. You just lost Pontus. You've got other people. You had Miniturn retire, and then you luckily picked him up to be for an interim CEO. What are you doing? What are you doing to help the veterans? We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids. We're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Oh yeah, you know what? Our wonderful producer Liam, going on all of 19, plays the coolest songs. I mean, Brandy, yeah, really cool.
Speaking of cool things, Mike Huber, it's his birthday.
Oh, today?
I'm not sure if it's today.
Happy birthday.
I think it is. It's somewhere around here. But he owns a State Granite, and he's been, he's just an artist when it comes to working with stone and marble and granite and slate and tile and all that. He did our kitchen, and it's beautiful. He is the man to go to when you want to have something different that meets you, what you want. You know, your idea, and then let him bring that to life. He works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation, or look up estategranites.com. It's a veteran-owned business. Now, okay, Ronda Rousey, if you remember her, she was a legend in the mixed martial arts. She was one of the most popular fighters to ever compete in, UFC. She had a 13-2 record, but her last two fights, one of them got her jaw broken, and the other one she just got pummeled, and she retired. And
that way we watched
and
that too.
Sworn not to return to the MMA. So she went to pro wrestling, and has made millions in that.
And also has been in
movies.
What's the movie that the Stallone did I think
The Expendables.
Three.
But she was also
in
22 Seconds Marky Mark.
Okay.
You know,
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, mm-hmm. and several others. So she's been anyway. But they said, what would bring you back? And you said you would never, but what would bring you back to fight in UFC? And she said, Gina Carano. Gina Carano, who was, if that name sounds kind of familiar, she was a UFC fighter too, one of the first to, you know, be introduced into the sport, and to bring this out to the masses. And she's the reason that Ronda Rousey got into it. She said she was my idol. But if I could come back and fight Gina, And Gina wants to fight me. She says, I don't care what weight. We can fight in the backyard. I don't care. And now, the reason you might have heard Gina Carano's name lately is she was in the Martinian from Disney and had a huge following. I think it's called Martinian.
I got to look it up. But
oh, no,
yeah.
It's the one with Baby Yoda.
I know.
But she had here we go again. She actually said Republicans are being treated in some areas like Jews were in Germany. And that just, oh, my God, how can you say things like that? And so she gets fired from the show by Disney, which is the reason, not the only reason, but Disney keeps coming back and saying, you've expired here, and we're going to give you 150 more chances to give us your credit card number, of which I ignore. So goodbye, Disney. But she was, like I said, she was a legend, but I find it interesting that, Rousey says this. And, you know, with all the stuff going on in the world, why am I talking about this? Because one, it kind of makes me feel good. You know, that two people that at one point had been leaders, absolute, stars, in their field. And now she says, yeah, I would like to fight her.
Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. What did I say? Mirtini?
I don't know.
Okay, Mandalorian. You're right.
Mandalorian.
You're right. Yeah. So
where Baby Yoda comes from.
Yeah. So I have, and Gina Carano was also an actress, and we just saw her in Haywire. Something.
Yeah,
and that was done by Steven Soderbergh. Whoever that guy is. Not
Soderbergh. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's not slaughter names.
Okay. It's too late. I already have. Okay. What else? Baseball tonight, baseball tomorrow, baseball Sunday.
Well, revenge travel is surging. Here's what you need to know. If you feel like everyone is on vacation without you right now, you may be right. The data shows travel is surging despite high plane ticket prices as many countries loosen their COVID-19 restrictions and reopen borders. Analysts say vacation-starved Americans are making up for lost time during the pandemic, and there's even a new term for it, revenge travel. What do the numbers show? The short answer is that everything is going up lately, airfares, fuel costs, and trips taken. Travel insurance company Alliance Partners analyzed that more than 40,000 trip itineraries planned for this summer and concluded that American travel to Europe will jump 600%. There we go.
Total illegal migrants crossing border under Biden has been greater than the population of 23 United States. States, 23 states of our country. Yeah. They're saying that, you know, Biden's people are saying, oh no, that southwest border is closed. But more than 3 million people have been encountered or apprehended entering the U.S. illegally from over 150 countries, according to Customs and Border Patrol data. And that doesn't include so-called gotaways, the term used for those crossing the border illegally and who avoid capture. Doesn't report the number of gotaways publicly, but Border Patrol agents who spoke to the center said that they total more than a million since Biden took office, setting the total number of border crossers at more than 4 million people. That, you know, that's more than the independent population of 23 U.S. states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. More than Oklahoma, more than Connecticut, more than Utah, more than Nevada. We have no border. We have no border. As far as, you know, I mean, they're catching them as fast as they can, but the Biden administration's policies are bringing them in by the droves. They've got another huge caravan, truck van coming north toward us. It's as if the Biden administration has no idea how to handle this. Or maybe this is their idea is, oh, yes, of course we've closed the border. It's just that 4 million people have come across. I mean, come on.
Meanwhile.
Now, good news.
Meanwhile, you know, what we can control is our state of mind. Random acts of kindness, I think that's very important. And, you know, there may be a neighbor in your, widowed neighbor in your neighborhood, or somebody that you know who could be a father or just someone alone. So we do have more Black Bear Diner Bucks. Now, these have to be used by June 30th. We found this stack, so we're going to be giving those away. I've got 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm going to give $25 away right now for our first caller. 605-4567. And you can use these this weekend all the way up to the 30th.
Up to the 30th. And sometimes they'll let you use them more, but June 30th.
Yeah.
So these are Black Bear Diner Bucks, and you can use them. 605-4567. Just come on in and get them. But you have to use them by the end of the month. So that's $20.
So I have to go get gas on before I travel to Sacramento because I'm going to see my mom and I are going to the theater tomorrow. We have tickets to go see Kinky Boots. We've seen it before, but it'll be wonderful because it's a different production, different cast.
Liam, if we have two callers, we'll give them 20. We'll give them 20 also.
And then, of course, Father's Day.
Right.
So, I've got 20 more here, Liam. So if you've got two callers.
If you have two callers,
we want to just make sure that the stack is used. So
yeah.
Go and.
Here's your chance.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give some more away at 8 o'clock, too.
Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back, we've got
House of Realty
in the know. in the go.
We'll be right back.
In the flow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It could make it a bit easier for them to sleep peacefully at night. President Biden signing a bill on high court security.
The new law will give around-the-clock security protection to the families of Supreme Court justices. The bill signing came 8 days after a man carrying a gun, knife, and zip ties was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house after threatening to kill the justice. Threats against the justices have increased since a draft of an opinion that would sharply curtail abortion rights leaked last month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI is on the case, announcing an investigation of a series of attacks and threats against pro-life pregnancy centers and faith-based groups nationwide. The Bureau says it takes all threats seriously. Its action comes after a group of 100 House Republicans signed a letter to Attorney General Garland urging the Justice Department to get involved. Bloodshed last evening in an Episcopal church in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills, Alabama.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting.
Vestavia Hills Police Captain Shane Ware tells WBMA that two people were killed. A third person was wounded. The suspect is in custody. It happened during a small group meeting at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. The British government has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States to face spy charges. WikiLeaks vows to appeal, and it has 2 weeks to do so. With a tiny gain in the month of May, U.S. industrial output has risen for 5 months in a row. Watching Wall Street, stocks, which had been higher across the board, have now turned mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 193 points, while the Nasdaq is up 34, the S&P 23 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and start getting cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill-up. That's promo code SALEM. Remember, use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Ukraine has applied for European Union membership, and during a visit to Kiev this week, the leaders of France, Germany, and Italy backed Ukraine's bid for membership. The BBC's Joe Inwood in the Ukrainian capital.
There is growing support in this country for joining the European Union and the security guarantees that would get. The latest data says that about 9 out of 10 Ukrainians want to join the European Union. That is a massive increase since the start of this invasion. But, of course, it is going to be a long and difficult process. This is the start of a journey that is going to take them many, many years. But I think it's a journey that most Ukrainians do want to embark on. And the message we got yesterday from the European leaders is that it's a journey that Europe wants them to embark on as well.
French President Macron is promising Ukraine 6 more truck-mounted artillery guns, the latest in a new round of Western arms pledges for Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hundreds of domestic flights canceled yesterday, one of the worst travel days yet, as the summer vacation season heats up.
On the same day that airline CEOs held a virtual meeting with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, airlines canceled more than 1,500 flights in the U.S. According to the tracking service FlightAware, more than one-third of all flights were scrubbed at New York LaGuardia and more than one-fourth of flights were dropped at nearby Newark Liberty. The meeting came on the heels of about 2,800 flight cancellations around the Memorial Day holiday weekend and just ahead of July 4th. The airlines were asked about their summer preparations. They are struggling with a shortage of workers. Pilots' unions say their airlines were too slow to replace pilots who were retired or took leaves of absences during the early part of the pandemic. Norman Hall, Washington.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 96 points, the Nasdaq 26 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here with news and snappy patter. phone lines here are 530-605.
Okay.
4567. What, Middleton? What? Snappy patter.
Okay, just wanted to hear one more time.
With news and snappy patter. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Liam, who runs this place, is there. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 58 degrees. Chance of showers today with a high of 75. Overnight lows tonight at 53. Chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 76. Saturday night mostly clear with the overnight lows of 56. It looks like we may have thunderstorms tonight where it says possible thunderstorms. So we're still going out. Carl's going out to the game, and we want you to be able to support the Colt 45. So we're going to be giving tickets away again next week. Mostly clear Saturday night with overnight lows of around 56. And Juneteenth, I guess evidently that will be when is Juneteenth?
Monday, I think, Monday. Is when it's.
Well, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
I see it on Sunday, but banks are closed, I think.
Yeah, because it says Saturday night, and then it goes Juneteenth. Then it says Sunday night, clear with low around 62. So Monday calls for 94 as we progress next week. Tuesday, 101, and Wednesday, 103. We're getting ready for the triple digits. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. Now, you're probably wondering what the heck is going on with the market and with us. This morning is first Vice President of Investments, our very own Susan Eastrom from Stifel Investments. Hey, what's going on?
Good morning. Well, the major averages are starting out mixed this morning, extending a downward slide as concerns over the prospects of a recession remain pretty elevated. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 47 points at 29,885. The S&P 500 just turned green up 2 points at 3,669. The Nasdaq Composite up 11 points at 10,657. Active stocks this morning, ExxonMobil is down $4.82, trading at 86.57. Chevron down $8.38 at 147.15. And Boeing down 53 cents, trading at 132.93. Stocks of local interest, Costco down $7.49 at 444.15. Walmart down $2.11 at 118.51. Best Buy up 94 cents, trading at $69.42. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.25%. Over to commodities, gold is down $11 an ounce at $1,841. Silver down a quarter at $21.63 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $1.17 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company. Member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Hey, thank you, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Yeah?
how you doing?
I'm doing well because I find opportunities during this time.
Yeah.
And oil is really dropping. It dropped 12% this week.
It's off 12%.
So that 12%. Is going to hopefully help us at the pump. I haven't seen that yet, but it's just a very interesting time.
You know what? You say that. It breaks me up when you use that. You are never, ever down. And I love
I'm not
that.
Under my desk.
No. Got to keep up. Opportunity.
Stay up on it.
Love it.
Yep. And Mondays, the Monday the market's closed, so that gives us a little rest. So
there you go.
Everyone have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Susan Eastman of Stiefel. She's the first vice president of Stiefel Investments over at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. And she's a bulldog. So,
with us this morning, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Happy Father's Day, buddy.
Thank you.
Coming up.
Thank you.
Father-son team.
Well, Father's Day for you too there, Cameron. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? You look at the House of Realty.
Four generations.
If you look at the House of Realty webpage, and you look, it says agents. And, I mean, they've all got the same name. I mean, it's very close to kind of like looking at the Reading Rancheria, where there's...
Hayward.
The Hayward name over there in the Middleton name over there with you guys. I'm thinking, well, you know what? If it works for you, which it obviously has.
We have a family tree on a chart that we hand out to clients, new agents, everybody, title companies, lenders, so they understand who's who in the office when they call in. Call in, ask for Mr. Middleton. It's going to take a little while to get the right one.
Well, just, you know, you all should be interchangeable. You know, you call for Mr. Middleton, you get one.
I've been trying to fool his banker on the phone for years.
But never is going to work.
Even it's not working.
Okay. What's the housing situation in Shasta County?
Currently.
Well, inventory is climbing a little. It's up, I think, around 600 now.
605 this morning.
Yeah, which is the highest it's been in quite a while. But rates have really jumped. I saw the other day where 30-year fixed had gone over 6%.
You know, I saw that, and it went to, it's
6.05 is the benchmark.
And I saw that, and a year ago.
It was 4.
No,
was
a year ago it was 3.
Oh, yeah,
it was
August 2nd, I've got a 2.82.
Okay, because that's kind of what we refinanced back then. Now, this is just, but it's not going to stop at 6, is it?
No, I think it's going to continue to go up for a while, but those of us that have been around a while, 6 would have looked awfully good for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So I think 40 years ago, the first house I sold was 12.75, and the buyer was elated to get it under 13. So 6 is still a decent rate. You know, I think they're really trying to curb inflation and, you know, if that happens, but, you know, then they're talking the R word happening. And so, you know, there are fewer people looking.
Yeah. Stagflation. Yeah. Was it stagflation or something?
Yeah. Between, you know, home prices and now the rates, there's fewer people looking and some that, you know, had been in the market can't qualify. So, hopefully it's a temporary situation. We'll see.
But they're nowhere near the Jimmy Carter.
Oh no!
Years.
No. I remember so, what the prime.
But the gas is getting there.
I think the gas has surpassed that. But okay, so more houses because, well, as you said, lending rate goes up, and if lending rate goes up, you need more money to buy the same size house, so you have to start looking for other houses. But the inflation, the way it is, with gas prices, people who are getting raises, it's still, they've lost buying power even with raises. Impact on housing, but new starts, things like that. Does that have a huge impact?
Well, there's quite a bit of construction still going on, but the materials are so high. Labor has gone up, and materials aren't necessarily available. You know, you order a new garage door, it might take 4 to 6 months. Windows take 4 months. So, you know, you certainly can't quote prices on what a completed house will be, but and we'll just have to see. The supply chain has been affected, obviously. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. There'll be fewer sales. It's amazing, too, that there's still a lot of cash buyers. So the rates don't affect them. We're seeing a lot of reductions in prices. If you know, let's shoot for the moon and see what happens. Well, that's not going to fly now.
So, all right. We wondered about the reduction because we were recently out in Palo Cedro, and we saw this place come up on the market, and we were, woo.
945. And
needs a lot of stuff done inside, from what I understand.
It's a beautiful place, and it's got probably like 13 acres.
What if it has a well?
I'm sure it does. But the but it'll be interesting. And we see, but on the other hand, it goes to the type of property. We have friends that had lived in those townhouses there off of Hilltop, you know, ones down, I can't get but they're nice. Two bedroom, a nice place, very well pointed with a garage and all that. They sold theirs the first day.
Yeah.
And their furniture.
Yeah. Oh, the market's still good. And it's moving. There are fewer buyers. The rates aren't done here. I think we're going to see it continue to climb for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. They're trying to avoid a recession, but they're more concerned with the inflation at this point in time, and so we might be in one shortly.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Did he repair your windshield,
Absolutely.
Linda?
Went in there with only 45 minutes, and it was a fracture crack a chip that I got on the freeway. And he said, well, bring it in. It could just be the surface. But when he saw it, he went, oh, that's a fracture. So fixed it. Can't even see it. Don't even know that it happened.
There you go. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. For a free consultation and inspection, go on down there to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was young, so much younger. Anybody's
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at SimpsonU.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibitions. Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And good morning and welcome to the Friday show here. Wonderful edition. Is it your wonderful edition? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If there's something that you missed, you can always go back into the archives on KCNR1460.com and take a snippet, listen, whatever you need to do. Okay, weather today looks like we're going to have a chance of showers with 75 showers tonight, 53. We're here with the Middletons today. Have you guys gone to any Colt 45 games yet?
Not yet. Yeah, and I think the Asphalt Cowboys are going to have one here very shortly if we haven't. And, in fact, Rick had kind of come up with a good idea to maybe do a quick draw contest.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And do some quick draw contests in, you know, second, fifth, right, eighth inning. So I think we're trying to work something on
that. Because they did have some horses there in the Colt 45s when they had the Reading Rodeo, right, Association, and some of the gals, the junior rodeo gals came out.
Oh yeah, you talk about it, for the
Colt 45s.
Yeah, they came out and it was the flags. Brought up the flags and it was great. It was great.
Color guard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about rentals in our area? We talked about houses being maybe a little more available because the mortgage rates are going up and all this, but I've had two people this week do you know any place we can rent?
Well, and the one that you called me about, we've still kind of been checking on that one. And that's somebody that can afford up to about $3,000 a month looking for a four bedroom. But boy, you get into that four bedroom territory.
He found one that a friend had.
That's
how it worked out. Had that first one we were looking at for another group because they have a pet.
Mm. Makes it tough.
There it is. Because it was over a certain size.
The rental market's almost tighter right now than the housing market. And in terms of, rents aren't, you're not getting quite as much competition for some of these units as you were before for some of these rentals. But still, on a rental basis, I think what you may start seeing, and it could be a bit tight, but if you see some people that are deciding to sell for a number of reasons and then having to go and rent, or they're finding that they're no longer being able to be able to afford the house they wanted to buy, and they're going to be adding to the rental market, that's going to make it a bit tighter. So I really wonder about the rental market where, again, you've got people, like you say, they've had raises, you know, they're having some more funds, but as this inflation kicks in, more of your monthly budget is having to go towards fuel, groceries, everything else you purchase. It's going to squeeze what you can actually pay rent-wise. And it will be an issue. Again, I think the bigger factor we have around here is that supply. And it's supply of rentals, and it's the supply of houses. And until you can get some more of those on the market and get them built and actually have a higher supply, even in the rental market, it's going to be tough.
Well, doesn't the VRBO industry have a big impact on this?
Not a ton, but
there's like 300 homes in Reading, right, that are in the VRBO business.
And it's 300 rentals.
Yeah, you would not 300 have rentals. You wouldn't have.
Not a ton. I mean, in terms of the overall housing stock in the area, you know, that's 1% of total households.
It's leaped astronomically in the last 4 years.
Oh, sure has. And so, I caught part of the show yesterday, not all, regarding that. But it's something that has to be, you have to look at. I think when you look at, say, South Lake Tahoe, certain areas, Big Bear Lake, where our development services director went down to be tourism director in Big Bear Lake. And I think 1/3 of all of the homes in Big Bear Lake are VRBOs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're vacation rentals. Third or second homes, third of primary residences. Mm-hmm. But it left unchecked, it can really take up a large portion of your housing stock. The other part, too, is, and we've discussed this before, but when you're not able to have those homes and build those homes now, the 1,200 square foot, three bedroom, one bath, to one and a half bath, for that kind of starter home for a family, and right now it's unaffordable to build that small of a house. And something that's that affordable. Again, you can have affordable housing units, apartments all day long. But having, you know, trying to get houses in that range, you can't build them. And so every time you do a vacation rental with those, that stock, it makes that stock decline. So it's actually a negative number from what it was, say, 5 years ago.
So the, you know, everybody agrees that we need more affordable housing.
Definitely.
What you're just saying is that you start out with a two-bedroom, one-bath, or a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's just too cost-prohibitive.
There's really no affordable housing anymore.
Okay.
Horton, off of Wyndham Lane, they're building down there now, and they've got a number of models, 1,500, 1,600 feet, and they start at 450.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So roughly the smaller unit's right at 300.
OMG.
Foot. Yeah. But anyway,
you know what? In 450, now Zillow, sends me every day, and I don't know how I got on their list. Every day, 10 homes we think you'll love
from different, like Tennessee and Placidas and New Mexico from all over the place.
But it's in Redding. You're looking at homes for $360,000 that are 1,400 square feet. I mean, not even in Reading, and you're looking at these things, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, how does a if you've got a family of, you know, both the husband and wife are working, their kids are going to school, but they need a three- or four-bedroom place. They're both working, and then everything else we've talked about, they're lucky if they can find a place to rent, much less buy.
They are lucky.
Much less buy.
And they don't have the opportunity to save any money towards a down payment. They're spending everything and barely making ends meet, so to come up with a down payment.
You know, if you wanted to do, if you wanted to do something, instead of giving all the money back to kids that borrowed money to go to school or send it down to the fast train, which will never be. You know, you want to take part of those billions and you want to take working families with a track record and you want to help them with that down payment. I have no problem with that. There's got to be the little codices on it. You can't just turn around and sell it, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And they have those restrictions on those types of programs.
Do they even have programs like that?
There,
I think there is.
There have been, although, again, what we find is you start to see those types of programs in the tougher times.
Right.
Times like this, when money's cheap, it's easier just to go out and borrow it and do that. But I think what we're gonna find is there are some buyers that, and I mean, I've dealt with them, Dad's dealt with them, we all have, that have been competing for the better part of a year plus, trying to get a home, trying to do this. Some of them are just gonna start to give up, especially when the rates have gone up and their buying power is less and what they're able to buy. We're kind of in that gap period where rates are now higher, but the prices have not come down. So, you know, and again, when you think about housing prices, it's not just has the price gone up or is it coming down? It's the rate at which it's going up or down. And right now, I think we're starting to see a decline in the rate of increase. There's no question. And you're still seeing in the you've got a good house at $300,000 to $350,000 that's turnkey, it's move-in ready, and it's in a good area. You're still going to get competition for that house.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much competition. Won't be, 17 offers that we got on the one up there in Mary Lake. Oh, gosh, what's that been? A year ago now? Not even. Six months.
Yeah.
Now that house would still, at the same price, would still garner a lot of showings, would still have multiple offers, but it wouldn't be 17. So we'll start to see this decline. And again, looking at the inventory, 605 this morning, and I think that's kind of ironic that also the benchmark on the 30-year rate is 605.05 this morning. But with that kind of inventory 3 years ago. This time of year, we had 1,200 homes on the market. So we're still half of where we normally would be.
But
we're double, almost double what we were at, say, a year ago, year and a half ago, when we were down in the low to mid 300s.
Right, but how many? I thought we had like 2,000 houses.
We've had 2,000 at a time.
But the average is like what, 1,200 to 1,500?
Yeah, that's usually a healthier market. Is right in around that range. Okay. I don't think I've ever seen 2,000.
Okay.
But if you've been doing this a really long time, like, you know, some people I know, yeah, you've seen it get that high, and that's a real virus.
Is this the guy you're working for?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's the guy.
Yeah. I saw that look go across there.
He's seen rates of, well, like you said, 13%, everything else.
Yeah. 13. I've seen rates of 14. In the 20s.
Oh, yeah. Well, the prime hit 23, yeah. I think, when Jimmy Carter was president. I think the bottom line here is that in the state of California, we're over 2 million homes short. Our supply is not there.
Right.
And it's so expensive to build new housing. You know, I watched the government, and they built subsidized housing, where income determines what you pay, either rent or purchase. It costs them an arm and a leg to build what a contractor can build for a lot less.
Yeah.
You know, they'll build 20 units, but they're $650,000 a piece for 1,200 square foot homes when you could build them for $350,000.
Sure.
There's all that, you know, the standards are different. So until we get put a dent, you know, in that 2 million, and I think when Gavin ran last time, he said, well, we're going to build 200,000 a year and we're going to do this and do that, which didn't happen. That number's actually growing, not being reduced.
Right.
So
right.
As long as there's that kind of a shortage and it costs so much to build new homes, you figure fees and permits aren't going to go down. Land costs and the development of the land and just the process takes so long.
CEQAs and going through all this. Oh. I mean, my gosh.
Well, CEQA, you know, the Costco property and that type of thing. There's still a lawsuit pending on that.
Yep.
But, I mean, it just, you know, it's just, you're knocking your head against it. A lot of people don't even want to get involved that could.
Well, I've got a question when we come back here. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's Redding's dish premier local retailer. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. And Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned business. He's been in the business over 30 years. He does a great job. He finds discounts everywhere for you. And again, it's a local guy. B&T Satellite. 530-241-3474 today. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or a degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof by David Auburn and directed by Samantha Fork, June 3rd through June 18th. Proof is the story of a young woman who has been spending the last few years caring for her brilliant but unstable father. Proof explores loss, love, genius, mental illness, fear, trust, relationships, and the breaking points we push each other to. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof, June 3rd through June 18th. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Friday. We're quickly approaching the 1.5 hour mark of this grueling morning.
We love our community. we love when we have this portion of the show is brought to you by your guy that cuts your hair.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives outstanding haircuts, works by appointments. Tim and Logan are just masters at what they do. Give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold.
So for many of us, when we think about, oh, we may leave our community or retire to California or so on and so forth, because we always have these conversations with people, and then we go back to all the wonderful things that we have right here in the North State. And we know people have moved from the North State to other states and going through the tornadoes and the floods and the... Yes, we have our fires, and yes, but we have a really great community. And I think that the two gentlemen before us, Carl, have been longstanding, great citizens of our North State and have placed many people in their homes through the years, Bruce Middleton and his brother Rob, along with Cameron.
You're talking about Bruce and Rob, right?
Bruce and Rob and Cameron have put people in homes here in the North State and have made it a wonderful, like, seamless situation. I mean, it's never fun to be in closing or never fun to go through what the end is because you never really know what's going to happen with some last-minute documents, but you guys make it wonderful.
And we can talk about that because you've of course, sold our house to Linda. You know, we have friends that are moving away from renting. Really nice friends, but they're moving because they're not moving out of California. All their kids are down in Long Beach, but they're keeping their RV up here so they can come back and visit. Their daughter that moved to Tennessee is now on her way back to Long Beach, or it's Long Beach,
mm-hmm,
right? That
mm-hmm.
area down there. But so many others are just leaving.
Seeing some returns. We've got a client. We sold him a place in Idaho, or sold his house here. He bought a place in Idaho. September's 2 years. He's going to be moving back. I've seen one come back recently.
How much does he want for that place in Idaho? I mean, just wondering.
It was new construction then, and so he's probably looking at a pretty penny for it.
Would you like to trade?
I'm going to be curious what he's got. It's up in Moye Springs.
Oh.
I had to look it up. It's about a driver 7-iron to the Canadian border.
Okay,
it's very,
up there.
Very close.
Oh, it's north of Coeur d'Alene.
A little cold.
He's actually waiting for the 2 years to be up to avoid the taxation because his gains that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have friends, our neighbors, who's... father just sold, or his parents just sold a house up there. And it was just worth too much money.
Right.
People are, and in the Dakotas where they're moving in from is from the East Coast into the Dakotas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, moving to North Dakota, if you've ever been to North Dakota, have you ever been there?
Never
Let
have.
Let me tell you, the only thing between you and the North Pole is a barbed wire fence. That's it. And, I mean, and I mean, it's tough living. I mean, it's a great place. But friends of ours just moved to South Dakota, Sturgis, or not Sturgis, but Rapid City. They love it.
Yeah, I don't think I could deal with those winters.
Well, you got to have a condo back here for the winters.
Yeah, do some going back and forth. And certainly we've seen migration from one area, from various areas to other areas of the country. I know right now they're talking about with this housing situation, what's going to happen to, say, Austin, Texas. Nashville, some of these areas that have been really, really impacted.
Well, Nashville is crazy, so crazy high now.
But what's going to happen here with these rates going up, everything else, economic shift, how's that going to change? First thing Dad told me on the job, well, actually the second, but the second one was, you know, it's all cyclical. And he's right. And I've now gotten to watch that. I've done this
for a
little while.
Well, we've watched it since we've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Since we've lived here, we've watched it explode and then dump. And now it's back up again.
Yeah, the cycles come and go.
We're entering another one right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, after this boom that we've had, prices aren't going to fall like they did in 08. There's just not enough inventory. But we're entering a new cycle with rates, what they're doing, and the inventory changing.
If you can tell, you know, and I'll just use us as an example, 3,000-square-foot house, and Linda and I like to drop 1,000, you know, feet. You know, something smaller, maybe a little more property around it. Is that still out there? Yeah. I mean, but we'd have to sell our house and then find it, or, you know, that kind of thing, right?
It is still out there. I mean, that's you certainly can find that. We are going to see a lot of people downsizing.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one of the other factors, too, of why you're going to start to see some of these more houses go on the market. And that inventory number is going to go up. I think the other part too, and Dad's absolutely right. The issue we still have is with that supply factor.
Yeah.
Last time we had so much construction, not to mention a truly fundamental credit crisis that was undermining so much of this.
Right.
We don't have that component like we did before. The other one, again, is we just don't have the homes. There was so much home building going on last time. But we're just now really starting to see new subdivisions come through at the Planning Commission.
Do you see a Jamian's idea of these concrete, of the cement houses? Do you think that can have an impact?
It can, a bit. And again, anything anybody can do to lower some of these costs. We just had one that came through the Planning Commission last month. And this was an amendment to an existing approved subdivision. So this subdivision was approved in 06. So we're talking 16 years ago.
Wow.
This subdivision was approved and these guys came in. It was never built up by Gold Hills. These guys came in and bought it. A group out of Tennessee came in, bought this subdivision up and then they modified it and they came to us and said, we want to amend this. We want to make these smaller lots with smaller homes, 1600 to 1800 square feet.
Like retirement.
Like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get more of that workforce type housing, the smaller homes. They're recognizing there's a market for that. The trouble is, you know, again, in terms of being able to build that, the price point's probably going to be $450,000, maybe $500,000. So
because of California.
Yeah, and it's also in Bella Vista Water District. So they're going to have to get a will serve letter.
So wait a minute.
So they have
is this
different.
This is a different
one.
Subdivision in a place that doesn't have any water.
Yeah, and again, this isn't like the one off in Bella Vista that is yet to be fully approved. Planning Commission at the county approved that, and now I think that's go to the Board of Supervisors. But and this one isn't nearly as controversial. Again, this one was approved 16 years ago. But now they still have to go through and get those will serve letters and be able to develop those. It's going to be very, very difficult. And that's an area that's slated for growth. That's an area that where we should be building those types of homes.
And it's still $400,000.
Oh, it'll be more than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, they're just changing the way it looks on paper.
Yeah.
And that alone is tough enough. Whether they actually get started, especially in this economy, is a whole other matter.
Is Ajavian's, you know, we've had him on three times, and I'm just, and I'll just tell everybody, I'm kind of sold on what he's talking about. I mean, if it's happening throughout the world, but you can drop the cost of the initial, you know, of the outside structure, and I guess you can put walls inside and all that, but it's then you have to finish the
finishing
house.
Finishing work.
The finishing house, part of it. But it seems like that may be an answer to smaller homes and all this, if you could, you know.
Yeah, it's a great concept.
The concept is super.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm glad they're moving forward with it to see what's going to happen. I think it's a good idea.
I asked him if he had any, he didn't have any plans specifically, but he should by this time have plans for like three different size houses.
You know? Yeah. I think what we have to consider too is the part that the drought is playing.
Oh God.
You know, it's affected these subdivisions that were approved at one time.
Yeah.
And if you don't have water, obviously you're not going to be able to build. You know, and I'm reading where in certain parts of the state, the elevation is actually changing
because
the amount of the groundwater being pumped out.
Some places in Southern California has dropped 80 feet.
Yeah.
80 feet because it's. Now, here we are. I've got to take a break, but I want to talk about this just for a second because this is a real problem. And I want to talk about this 166. You know, Project 166 out in Bella Vista. And then you've just told us there's another place out in that area. They want another subdivision. Is it?
This one's within Redding city limits.
Yeah, but is it on Bella Vista Water?
It's on Bella Vista Water. But keep in mind, Bella Vista Water District goes almost to Hilltop.
Yeah.
At one point in the center
we
of
have,
town.
We have friends that live right by Redding School of the Arts. It's in the Bella Vista.
Oh, yeah. A lot of East Redding, Gold Hills, but even behind by the Mount Shasta Mall. That's Bella Vista Water.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. That's right. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle and take the Alaskan cruise. Ooh. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. And you leave right here from Redding and come home. All these different places you can go to. Our guys down there, Jim Wadley at the airport and the group, has been doing a great job getting us all over the world. We'll be right back. North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
And good morning and welcome back to the Friday edition, our last day of the week. How are you?
In the last segment of the show.
Absolutely. And we're going to be giving $20 more away for our Black Bear Diner Butts. You have to use these by June 30th, so do give us a call at 605-4567.
And you take a homeless person to lunch.
Take your dad, take somebody, take a neighbor.
Take yourself.
Yeah.
$20, and then go in there and they put big food on your plate. Okay, we're here with House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we've been talking about the number of homes available, the rentals available. It's not great, but you know, things are progressing on. We've got subdivisions that are being planned now. And I just found out that Bella Vista Water District goes all the way to Hilltop.
Yeah, it goes into the middle of the city.
Well, here's what I've always heard since I've lived here is Bella Vista is just short on water.
They are. The reason Bella Vista Water District almost was created, it was the last part of the last unit of the Central Valley Project. It's actually the Trinity portion. And it was built, there's the huge, huge aquifer that we have. It's actually the Enterprise Anderson Aquifer is what it's called. But it really, Bella Vista was created to start at the north end of that aquifer and go to the north and to the east and be in that area because it had a federal allocation of water at which the time of which was like, well, we're going to have more than enough. It doesn't need to be over an aquifer to be able to pump. That's why they drew the line where it was.
Okay.
Well, now, of course, that allocation is being cut down in some cases to zero.
Well, look, the acid canal is gone.
Dry.
Gone. It's dry.
First time in 100 years.
So, and we had Nadine Bailey on earlier this week to talk about
phenomenal.
It. I mean, and people are suing the, you know, people are outraged, and I don't blame them. But they're trying to build a project for 166 homes there in Bella Vista.
Yeah.
They're already, their septic systems are on top of the ground. They're not putting them in the ground. And with this water shortage, it was approved by the Planning Commission. How can they approve something when you've got the Bella Vista Water District saying we don't have water for this?
Because they're two different entities.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line, and again, that's County Planning Commission. I sit on the city.
No,
two different deals.
It's not yours.
But they are different. Now, Bella Vista itself doesn't have planning authority.
Right.
They're not a big part of the planning process.
Right.
How does that sound? The Planning Commission is separate, and they look at it from a different standpoint, from a growth standpoint, transportation, a lot of these other elements. But the two are going to have to come together on this, and whether or not Bella Vista is going to be able to actually give that water, I don't know. I think the other one, too, to look at, and of course, the big part of this is people are going to have, 2 to 4 acres, 5 acres, or the size of the lots. well, okay, if when you know if they do these well-served letters and they do provide the water and say the subdivision does go through, even the one we just amended down here right by Gold Hills, in those cases, it's going to be zero irrigation. So you only are going to be able to run your water inside the home, nothing outside the home, period.
Really?
So to have all of that acreage with no way to water any of it, not even,
no trees, nothing.
Well, that's going to be, yeah, you can't water the trees. You can't water any bushes.
No veggies.
Anything.
What about animals?
So how desirable is that?
What about animals?
Be?
Look right. at what they're doing. Look what's happening with the acid situation. People are selling off their animals because they don't have the water. And then now the food because of the water problems because they can't irrigate and grow hay and crops.
See, Jim Rickert's thing that
I
James,
that
what he had on there and what he brought up down at his place and some of these others. And
Absolutely.
Some of this is going to be irreparable. And I think looking at the inflation situation as well, which is certainly affecting housing, that's the precursor to this, is that with this drought, so, I mean, what is it, 25% of the country's total food supply output is in California, is grown here. And there are tons of crops where 100% are grown in California.
Oh, yeah.
And with a zero water allocation throughout the Central Valley, we're going to start running into a case, and it's really going to hit next year. That's a lagging issue, but what's that going to do to food prices, food
demand,
everything
else? Well, that's what the Moffa said.
Else.
He said there's growers out there that are using their crop insurance this year because they don't have the water for anything. But next year, you think the price – there could be shortages next year because we are the breadbasket here. And can you imagine the cost of almond milk? Because I don't know how many almonds it takes to make a gallon of milk, but, I mean, there's a whole lot of people that buy that. So almonds are going to go sky high, and then you're going to start seeing imported tomatoes and everything.
And you start losing these orchards.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Once
don't
you
get
lose
them back.
Them.
Yeah.
You look at the Colorado River and Lake Mead. Are Southern California people going to start moving up here? And, you know, you look at Lake Phoenix and you look at Las Vegas. These towns could be out of water. 10 years, they could have no water.
Well, and it may be sooner than 10 years if this drought goes on, which it could, for another 3 or 4 years. I mean, you know, Lake Mead's finished.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't think it has to last 3 or 4 years.
No,
they're talking right now; it's lower than it's ever been.
Well, they're finding bodies.
In the barrels.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you won the Blackbird Diner Bucks. Are we right, Liam?
Yes, sorry, I was nodding my head, but yes.
Oh, what did he say?
He said he was nodding his head.
Oh,
you know,
I forget you can't
reflection
see me.
We can't
on the glass.
See you. Oh, it's not only that, we can't hear any rattling or anything. It's just way in there. Yeah. Okay.
Only
well,
in my
look,
head.
We've got like 2 minutes left, so finish up. You
House
two.
Of Realty guys.
House of Realty guys. We always love having you on.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think this
should be a weekly show.
Yeah. The drought is certainly, you know, playing havoc. I look at local projects. Bethel, for instance, that's all Bella Vista water.
Oh, my gosh, yes, that's
true. And that's a huge campus.
It is.
You know, that's projected to open in 5 years, 4 to 5 years. Well, what happens if there's not enough water? So, you know,
can they take more water out of the Sacramento? Is that the idea? I don't think you can.
I mean, it's all allocation.
Yeah.
It's all
how
it's spread out. And you have what are called settlement contractors, which is like the city of Reading is, and then you have water providers like Bella Vista, which is not a settlement contractor. They don't have the same rights. Now, Bella Vista pulls out of that substation there just off from the Sundial Bridge.
Right.
You can see it from the bridge. That's where they do the main pull.
Mm-hmm.
They have, I believe, 5 wells in Bella Vista that are right at the edge of that aquifer, but they can't drill anymore. The problem is when you, number one, we've over-allocated the water. So the water rights, and it's exceptionally complicated, but the water rights, there are more people with rights to the water
than there is water.
Than there is water, so what do you start doing?
You start looking for senior water rights, and that's how it's distributed, but they're talking about now changing that. What do we have pre-1916, I think, is what ours are, but they're talking about changing that allocation and the water rights. They're saying they've been in effect for 100 years, 200 years, or whatever. And that, you know,
it's time to change them. It's a living document.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a living document, and we can change it because we've been stupid with allocating our water because we're trying to grow stuff in an arid desert.
And really, it's so much of it has been legislative and judicial decisions. I again, some of these guys that can that run the water districts know the numbers better than I do. But I think what do we have? 4.5 million acre feet is the capacity of Shasta Dam. And I think we have more than 4.5 million acre feet. The first 4.5 million acre feet are allocated towards down to go through the ocean into the ocean that has to go down through for fish. So those judicial and legislative decisions have pre-allocated so much water. There we have enough water. We could still be sitting on the water from 2017, from the massive wettest year we've had on record. We could still have some of it to draw from. And not that there isn't an importance there with the fish runs, but it's so much has been allocated for that. We have to start making some of those decisions. What's the cost benefit?
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for joining us. And, everybody, have a wonderful Father's Day. Give your dad a call. Put a flower on his grave.